St. Paul writes these words to the Romans in AD 58. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. In a world with so much talking, so much gossiping, so much clamoring, so much excusing, so much scuttle, what a relief it might be to finally hear that every mouth will be stopped. Silence before God. No more excuses. No more talking. No more gossiping. Every mouth will be stopped before God and held accountable to his law. What a relief it might seem to finally have silence. But there's no relief for you here, because your mouth is included. Your mouth will be stopped, and you will be held accountable to God for all the things that you said, for all the things that you failed to say when you should have spoke up for his truth. We speak today in terms like, well, what I think is, or we'll say, well, how I feel about that is, or I felt, I feel this way. Doesn't matter. Either way, you'll be held accountable for the words that followed. Just because you felt them, or thought them, or believed in them with your whole heart and soul, it doesn't give you a free pass before the Creator of heaven and earth. You'll be held accountable for all the things that you said, for all the things that you texted, for all the things that you posted. And every mouth will be stopped. Not only for that, but also for all the things that you did. How you raised your children, the words that you taught them growing up, and the life that you lived as an example and model to them as the Christian faith, you will be judged and held accountable. How you loved and cared and nourished and served your children. How you loved for others and how you failed to love for others. It will all stand before God, and all of it, you will be held accountable to him according to his law. St. Paul says, whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that the whole world would be held accountable to God and every mouth will be stopped. Well, the law has spoken. What has it said? How have you done? The law speaks to you. You shall have no other gods before me. You should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Who do you fear? Who do you trust? Who do you love? Jesus says, don't be anxious. He commands it. Don't be anxious. And yet, do you worry as if God's not in control? What does the law say? Don't misuse the name of the Lord your God. You should fear and love God so that you never deceive another person with his name, but you only use God's name to speak truth and to praise his name and to give thanks to his name. But whose name do you care more about, yours or God's? Good answer. Which one keeps you up late at night when it's attacked? Your name or God's? What does the law say? Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. We should hold his word sacred and gladly hear it. The Sabbath day is a holy day of rest. Yet what have you done with it? Turned it into just another obligation to check off the to-do list? Thrown it away for something more important? Who's more important than the Lord? Tell him. What does the law say? Honor your father and your mother. We should not anger our parents or any other authority over us. We should honor them, serve them, obey them, love them, and cherish them. How have you treated your parents? Are you justified to hold on to that anger and despise the word of God? What gives you the right to disobey his word? What does the law say? Do not murder. We should not harm our neighbor, but help him in every physical need. It's not just about external things like getting in fist fights or shoving matches. This is a matter of the heart. Jesus himself says, I tell you, whoever is angry with his brother is liable to judgment, and you will never get out of that prison until you've paid the last penny. But Lord, did you see what they did to me? Silence! But Lord, what they did was so... Silence! Every mouth will be stopped, and the whole world held accountable to his law. What does the law say? Do not commit adultery. We should live sexually pure lives. That goes for all of us. Male, female, young, old, widowed, married, not married, sexually pure. How have you done? If your sins on this commandment were shown on that screen for everyone to see, no one would come to church anymore. Or you'd show up with a bag over your head. Too ashamed for that sin to be known by people. Yet God knows it freely and you care little. If it feels good, I'll just do it. Will that stand before the Lord when you see him? What does the law say? Do not steal. You should not take from your neighbor, but help them protect their possessions. Which of these commandments are you going to stand on before the Lord that you've actually carried out faithfully? This one? I've never stolen anything, Lord. Well, what kind of employee have you been? Have you ever been lazy? Have you ever been negligent in any of the vocations that you have? Have you ever cut corners at work to get back at your boss? You've stolen from him or her. Have you failed to give 100%? Have you walked by someone who was in need and looked the other way? This isn't just about stealing. It's about loving the other person as yourself. How have you done? What does the law say? Do not spread false witness against your neighbor. Facebook, just get off of it. It's weaponized the thumb and it's making us all less holy. God is turning over many to the idols of their own making, consumed by gossip and hatred of one another. How do you speak for others? Do you always put what they say in the kindest possible way? Best construction on everything. How we love to speak thousands of words about someone who's wronged us, but we can't stand to hear one little word against me. What does the law say? Don't covet. You should be content with what you have. How do you react when you see the nicer house? Oh, I want that house. Or a happier family? Well, we need to make a few changes. Or a better job? I need to quit. Do you long for these things? Wishing that the gifts of God that he's given to you were something different? The law speaks. How have you done? St. Paul writes, for by works of the law, no human being, no one, no human, no flesh, no one will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes the knowledge of sin. The law shows you your sin. Your sin is known. It is and it will be made known. It is and it will be exposed. It will not get past the Lord. You will be held accountable for it. He sees it all. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. The law path isn't the right path. It's apart from the law. The righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. The law path is there to show us our sin and our need for a Savior. But the righteousness of God, it has been manifested apart from the law. You're not justified by the law. No, no. Paul writes, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. It is by faith. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. Oh, what a true relief that is for a terrified sinner. Jesus Christ, my Redeemer and my Lord, the Shepherd and Bishop of my soul, He has done it all. He kept the law of God perfectly. He loved God with His whole heart, and He loved others as Himself. Fulfilled God's law perfectly, the sinless Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world and you and I's sin. It was nailed on that cross and buried in that tomb. He paid the price that you and I owed. Jesus Christ, it is by faith in Him. Faith in Jesus is what justifies you in God's sight. You are forgiven by His blood and set free by the nails that held Him in place. All of His gifts and His righteousness, His good works, His perfect law keeping, they're all given to you by faith. By faith alone. We have a beautiful marriage with Jesus. Like in any marriage, what the husband has, the wife gets, and what the wife has, the husband gets. What yours is mine, what mine is ours. Jesus, He gets all of my sin, all my slander, all my gossip, all my wretchedness. He gets all my baggage and my brokenness, all my failure to say the right things and to do the right things. And I get all of His gifts. I get all of His mercy and all of His righteousness, all of His perfect law keeping, all of His good works. They're given to you freely by faith in His name alone, not by works. Paul says there's no distinction. All have sinned, every single one of us. Past tense, we have sinned, and we are, present tense, falling short of the glory of God, but we are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, who God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith, apart from works of the law. You have been justified by faith in Jesus Christ, apart from works of the law. All your works, all your obedience, all the things that you said and all the things that you did, they'll never measure up to God's standards. They'll never measure up. The law path isn't the right path. It'll never justify you in God's sight. For we hold that one is justified by faith alone. Faith in Jesus Christ alone declares you righteous by God's grace alone, and it's all a gift. A gift. The gospel and Jesus, the Christian life, it's all about life with God's undeserved gifts. You live in them every day. His undeserved gift of forgiveness is yours by faith in Christ. His undeserved gift of having a life with God is yours by faith in Christ. His undeserved gift of salvation and everlasting life, it is yours by faith alone in Christ alone. For God so loved the world that that He sent His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should never perish but have eternal life. It's all yours by faith in Jesus, by God's grace. Amen.